Up and at 'em, wakey, wakey, happy. What are we dealing with? Thursday, 4 minutes past six.
Jesus, Simo, we had the staff Christmas party last night. You've rolled into work this morning. You don't even know what day it is.
Yeah, well, you know, it's drawing ever closer to the weekend. I can't believe how quick the week's going.
I know, time does fly. But yes, Simo, we did have our staff Christmas party last night. It was a fun night. I had fun, did you?
Yeah, it was civil.
Yep, it was good. It wasn't as crazy as previous staff parties I've had at other places. But one thing I did like is this morning, because kind of got home from it last night, went straight to bed.
Mm.
Woke up this morning, looked in the mirror, hair already gelled.
Yeah, job done.
Winning.
Also, Rachel G from Admin, who does our Dear Diary on a Friday.
Yes.
She's wild, keeping things interesting, which is always good.
Yeah, but she's always a bit wild.
She'll be writing in the diary a bit later this week. Massive show coming at you. I want to go through the correct way, apparently, to sip on champagne. A bit of that was seen last night.
Okay, yes.
And so apparently there's experts in the field that dictate the way it should be done.
I mean, is there a wrong way to drink champagne? Are people, like, drinking it through their foot or something?
Not for well. There's no right or wrong way for you or I.
Yeah.
Apparently for those that, I guess, have a bit of a respect for the right way to go about doing champagne.
Yeah, that's not you or I.
No, we're going to deal with that a bit later. Harry Styles first. It's like strawberries. Yeah. Stripping things down with Liam Payne and Quavo this morning at Snow FM at breakfast. Just about to hit 20 past six.
And Simo, you and I are both single.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit sad when you say it like that.
Well, you know, what does Hermione Granger, Emma Watson say? Self-partnered.
Well, I thought she says Alohomora, but maybe that's just me.
Yeah, Wingardium. It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
She's on her Leviosum.
Yeah, well, so that's her thing, is that she's self-partnered, so we're just following in the footsteps of great witches and wizards.
Yeah, sorry, I should probably rephrase that. Simo, you and I, we're self-partnered at the moment.
Thank you.
No, actually, I don't think I like the sound of that either. Anyway, Simo, the point is that if you are in a relationship, I have fantastic news for you.
Right.
You've passed the dreaded December 11th curse.
Nailing it, guys.
Now, what is the dreaded December 11th curse, I hear you ask?
What is it?
What is what?
I ask. The dreaded December 11th curse.
Very glad that you asked. And good question.
Thank you.
It has been statistically proven that out of all the 365 days in the year, December 11th is the day where the most couples break up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's tough out there.
I mean, well, let's face it, there has to be one day.
Yeah.
You know, 300, there has to be a day where the most couples break up. And it just happens to be December 11th, which was yesterday. December 12th is today. So congratulations.
You've broken through the threshold.
Well done.
So does it give any reasoning for the time of year about why that might be the case?
Well, yeah, apparently there's such thing as a dating expert.
Oh, yeah.
And this dating expert called Renee Slansky says, I think as the year ends, couples break up because they assume that the underlying issues that they had in their relationship would have been fixed by now. And they dread carrying the same issues into the new year.
It's an interesting time of year, full stop, for relationships. And I'm talking like the romantic ones, the family ones. You and your dog might not be getting on this time of year. Because it becomes like a crunch time where it's like this time of year is where everyone's deciding who's important to them.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, isn't it? And it's just a war out there.
I know. It's a weird time of year coming into like the Christmas New Year period, because it's like the whole 11 and a half months of the year has passed fine. And now this year, you know, traditionally people take the time off work, so you've got spare time. And you just sort of go a little bit crazy.
And it's the picking and choosing as well. This is the time of year that I have huge respect for the people that are organised. So the ones that are, I'm talking, when I say organised.
Not me.
I'm talking like routines that date back like 5 years, in excess of 5 years.
Yeah.
So you know the routines where they're like, this Christmas I'm here, this Christmas I'm there. On like a year-to-year basis, they're switching around.
Oh, I see. I gotcha.
Mad respect, because people like me are only picking and choosing like 2 weeks out, and then everyone knows who you value, because there's no roster in place. There's no rules to adhere to. Mm. It's purely they're like, oh, he wants to go there.
But with these roster people, what happened is like a third party enters the roster system. Did I just like throw it all into haywire?
Yeah, when a new player enters the game, it's carnage. Got to make big decisions then. The roster's got a new roster.
Oh, can someone get me a pen for a new roster, please?
Snow FM.
Post Malone, Circles, Snow FM, Breakfast, 20 to 7. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning, talking about, well, celebratory drinks, because we partook in some yesterday evening.
Yeah, Simo, we had our staff office Christmas party last night. It was quite nice.
And what is your go-to thing in regards to celebration? Now, you seem quite often, when I'm in your vicinity, beer tends to be the drink of choice for your good self.
Yes, in a socialising situation. A beverage or two does happen to be in my hand.
And never champagne, never come across that kind of celebration?
Oh, Simo, you know, we don't have enough money, have as much money as you do to be able to be affording champagne and spraying it around everywhere, a la you've just won a Formula One race.
See, I'm surprised, considering the amount of time that you'd spent in Sydney, in the big smoke, for lack of a better word, so not any kind of champagne shower
Have
parties.
Have you seen Sydney rent prices?
It's an excellent point. So, I poured champagne for quite a long time working in a hotel, and I've been doing it wrong for years.
Oh, did you? Because I, in a previous life as well, worked behind a bar too and had to pour a bit of champagne.
Mm.
And are we talking about the right way to pour it so like all the bubbles don't kind of go everywhere?
That's right, yeah.
Don't you just pour it on a 45-degree angle?
That's not a bad go.
Because that's what I used to do, and that kind of seemed to work. There would normally be no bubbles because I'd poured it, or the champagne was rubbish and it didn't have any bubbles anyway.
What about the cork situation? How did you handle that?
Look, me and the cork had a love-hate relationship.
Yes, see, that's what... So a mate of mine, this is why I bring this to the table this morning, is because I reckon it was on the Friday relatively recently, they've popped the wine up on the bench.
Okay.
Everything seems to be going fine.
So far, this is a normal situation.
But you know how there's... When you get toward the end of the week, some people like, you need to take a load off. There's a little bit of angst and a bit of hurry in regards to opening up your beverage of choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really do that with a champers, right?
Oh, you've got to take your time.
You've really got to take it slow.
Because if you rush it, you lose half the champagne.
Warm into it. There needs to be, you know, a little bit of a build-up to actually popping the champagne.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, that didn't quite happen.
I see.
Right. Champagne has angstily been opened and the cork shot, took out the sunglasses, copped them in the head. And that was quite a sight. So I was like, geez, there must be an easier way to open it up quicker.
What is your easier way?
Turns out, to
get a sword and just smash it in half.
worth a go.
Then you just have to sip the champagne from the floor, dodging broken glass.
And also, the fun aspect of shooting the cork across the room.
Oh, yeah, no, that is fun.
Great spectacle.
Yeah.
Done in pubs all across Australia, no doubt.
Done unintentionally by me a couple of times.
Turns out that's not the way to go about it.
Oh, really?
You have to think about it like you're removing the bottle from the cork rather than vice versa.
Hang on, so you hold the cork still and remove the bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that more or less just the same as the traditional way of taking the cork out of the bottle?
Yeah, but think about it in other terms, Jordan. It's a safer way to go about it because you're removing the bottle from the cork rather than shooting the cork out across the
room. I mean, is it a safer way? Because you take the cork out and sometimes if you get it wrong, the cork goes shooting out, but it's all right because it's only a little cork, which is, what, 3-4 centimetres long.
Mm.
If you do this the wrong way, the bottle goes flying out in the opposite direction.
I'm just the messenger here. I'm not 100% sure. We might have to test this out.
We're going to have to get some champagne. God, that's horrible.
It's a whole day early because normally it's champagne and pajama Fridays, but we're going a whole day early.
Yeah, we can do champagne and pajama Thursdays.
Christmas is coming after all.
Yeah, so who has decided that this is the perfect way to open champagne? Are they an idiot?
Well, that's the thing. It's probably the French, because did you realise that you can't actually call champagne anymore in Australia?
Oh, you know, because it has to be grown in a specific area in France.
Yeah, they're just claiming everything.
I know.
So they've got their fries, they've got their sparkling wine. There's going to be nothing good left for the rest of us.
Yeah, I don't mind French champagne and French fries.
Oh, so you're happy for them too?
I'm happy for them to have them, provided I can eat them too, and they taste delicious.
The Biebs, Mistletoe, Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it's time to open the Snow FM mailbox.
Hey, hey, you, I just sent a message.
No way, did you even see it?
Hey, hey, you should go and read it.
Okay.
Leaving Jordan alone in the studio, Comedy Gold.
Well, it's never normally a good thing, shall we say.
Reigns supreme. All right, opening up the mailbox for this week, we got one here from Scott in Jindabyne. This I think this came in on Saturday morning. This tweet came through. Did you watch the game last night?
So on Saturday morning, so what, Friday...
Was there a game on?
What happened last Friday?
Don't know, mate.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there was. I'm sure there was something happening.
Absolutely, Scott. And what a moment in the last half.
Yeah, the second. I know. When the cat ran on the pitch, it was amazing.
The final quarter was intense.
Yeah. Scott, if you by the game you mean Netflix, then yes, I probably did.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do most nights, so I just assume I did that last Friday.
Just got, also we got here from Alan and Kuma. Have you ever tried bacon jerky?
No.
No. Are you a jerky man? I feel like that.
What is, I've never had jerky. Oh, in my life.
Okay.
So, is it like really, really like smoked?
Yeah, like meat? Dried out meats, typically hidden behind a bar. One of those snacks that you partake in. You know how there's like, in bars there's nuts. What else is there? There's chips and
jerky. Well, I mean, there's alcohol too. That's sort of the main point of a bar.
There is some of that floating around as well.
So what is it? So it's like, because bacon is already smoked. That's kind of part of its shtick.
Yeah.
So bacon jerky is just, they just left it in the smoker a bit longer? Is that more or less it?
I assume it's jerky that's bacon flavoured. Because you know how everything is like bacon flavoured now?
Yeah.
Have you had bacon jam? Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Is it like strawberry jam but bacon flavoured?
Mm.
That sounds a little bit disgusting, but it's bacon, so probably delicious.
So, no, we haven't tried bacon jerky, Alan, so hook us up.
add that to the list.
Also, one here from Sarah in Jindabyne. Where should I celebrate my 21st birthday?
Oh, you see, that 21st is a big one. Where did you have your 21st?
Where did I have? No, I didn't have one.
Did you not have a 21st?
No.
I mean, now I think about it, I didn't have a 21st either.
Oh.
But that's because my birthday's different, because my birthday's New Year's Day.
Okay,
so, like, I always just go at New Year's Eve, and that is my birthday celebration. Like, I'm not big on birthdays.
Right, so you have one of the packaged...
Yeah, more or less.
You're a package deal.
Like, I'm not big on birthdays at, like, right. You know, so I just kind of tend to go, where I can't actually remember my 21st, which is probably... means that it was a good one.
Yes, Sarah. Screw your 21st. We didn't have one, so...
Well, Sarah, I reckon, you know, you don't want to set yourself for too challenging locations, so I reckon the moon.
The moon?
Yeah. Just pop up there, have a couple of drinks, 21st, great view.
Couple of cheese platters.
The atmosphere's not great, but, you know, the moon, that's where we recommend having the 21st.
So, happy birthday, Sarah, by the way.
Either that or the Macca's playground, because that would also be very fun.
Quick drive-through.
Mm, exactly.
Also, one here from Ellen. Oh, this is going to be hectic. All right. My husband snores all night long. He won't do anything about it. At what point is it justified to sleep in another room? That's from Ellen in Cooma.
I reckon straight away.
Straight away?
Yeah.
Ellen, you're your own person.
Yeah, you do you.
Yeah.
Yeah, go kick... I don't know if you have kids, but if you do, go kick them out of bed. They can sleep on the couch. You take their bed.
More power to you, Ellen. You go, girlfriend.
Exactly.
Take control.
Yeah, go, Ellen. Is that Ellen DeGeneres or just...
Don't know. It's just got Ellen from...
It might be. You never know.
Ducking into Cooma. Also, one here from Lucy in Jindabyne. Lucy, I dressed my sons in tacky clothes for their school photo day. Am I a bad parent?
No, you're a genius. I mean, speaking as a kid who did get dressed in tacky clothes, not a fan.
Right.
But now you're on the other side of the fence. You are a genius. Pop those pictures up on the fridge. Make sure they're up high so the kids can't reach up and grab them.
Yeah.
And take them down. And celebrate those pictures. Perhaps post them on social media as well.
Right.
And make sure you bring them out for the 21st.
So Lucy is the hero we need and deserve? Is that what
you're... Yes.
Okay. So nice parenting, Lucy.
Yeah.
According to Jordan, anyway. So it's also one here from Tennille in Cooma. Have you ever seen any good German magicians?
No.
No. Neither.
Moving on. I was going to say David Hasselhoff, but because Hasselhoff in my head was a German sounding name, but then I realised he's not a magician and I'm thinking he's David Copperfield.
I was thinking
too many Davids.
Yeah, like, I was thinking David Hasselhoff, but as a great German magician, but he's neither German nor a magician.
Well, you'd never know. Hasselhoff, that name's surely a German name, and, you know, he could always learn some magic tricks.
Missed it by that much.
Look, I was almost... No, I was nowhere near.
Rachel from Jindabyne. Do you have overprotective parents? Interesting.
Actually, one of my dad is a German magician.
Oh, right.
He's not very good, though.
David Hasselhoff?
Yes, it is, actually. No, I think my parents are normal. How are your parents?
Don't bring Hasselhoff to the parenting table because he's had a few shortcomings.
Oh, has it? Did, like, is that I don't know about
Don't you know about these?
No.
Oh, okay. So, like, way back in the day. Here we go. All right. So, quick David Hasselhoff chat here.
Oh, this is the David Hasselhoff history lesson.
Make
sure you tune in 7:25 every Thursday.
Yeah. So, no, he got very shamed as a parent because his daughter took one of the early kind of live video streaming kind of things of him completely off his face on the alcohol, eating snacks on the kitchen floor, unable to speak words.
Was that Hasselhoff?
That was Hasselhoff.
I thought that was that other one.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is that I can't remember.
Overprotective parents, if he's your daddy, probably not. I would say yes. Overprotective parents.
Oh, your parents?
Definitely.
Were they David Hasselhoff?
Nope.
Is David Hasselhoff your dad?
Nope.
Because if he is, you've been keeping that a secret, and well done.
So, Rachel in Jindawan, hope that answers all your questions there, guys. Thanks very much for getting involved in the mailbox.
You can send Simo and Jordan a letter. You can send Simo and Jordan a letter.
I'm going to have to make a new one, Jordan.
Why? It's brilliant. Look, it's still going.
Still going.
Search them on the Insta.
Quite a long one.
Instagram.
The mailbox. That'll be back next week. Sir Guy Sebastian. In the meantime, let me drink. Snow FM breakfast dedicated to David Hasselhoff this morning.
I've been working like a damn dog. It takes three to tango.
Olvídate de los hoteles. Y vamos para los moteles de calle 8. Qué rico.
No hablo inglés. That was Pitbull. Bit of three to tango this morning. 10 to 8 on Snow FM breakfast. And, well, when it takes three to tango, takes three to make up Snow FM breakfast on a Thursday.
Yeah, well, Simo, it is absolutely filthy in here. There's rubbish everywhere. I think we need a bit of help clearing it up.
Good morning, Omar. How are you?
Good morning, boys. And Simon, you remember what Papa used to say? It takes three to tango, but 17 to folk dance.
17 to folk dance?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's done in a circle. So we used to, like, you go to
big
the...
big circle.
Yeah, there's an institute in my local town, and every, I think it was it Wednesday night, Omar?
Oh, yes. Wednesday nights were the training for Thursday nights, which were the training for Friday night dances.
And so you get all in a circle. There's wooden floorboards, very dusty institute. And, yeah, it's kind of a big kind of folk dancey time.
The beetroot juice is flowing. It's crazy.
You might have to give us a bit of a demonstration around the office a bit later on this afternoon, Simo. Does that sound good?
You need 15 other people, boys.
Yeah, that's a good point. Simo doesn't have any friends, so that's fine.
Need to hire some more work colleagues for that. Omar, you ready to clean up in here? Omar's bin night.
Oh, yes, it's so dusty. I'm sneezing everywhere.
All righty. Cause
you're... So, Simo, we are going to go through all the news stories that we have in the week. Omar, will read you the headline. You can then decide whether it's worth going through again. If not, say rubbish, and we will throw it out, never to be spoken of again. So, Simo, I have the first headline. You ready to go, Omar?
Oh, yes, boy.
Chinese dad forced to pay $41,000 after toddler scratches 10 brand new Audis.
Oof.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, it's in.
What do you got? So, this is the story of a child. I mean, the headline pretty much said it all now I think about it. So, a couple of people in China were shopping for new cars. They let their toddler out of their sight for a brief moment. The toddler grabbed a rock and proceeded to scratch a lot of the cars, 10 cars, which had to go for repainting, and it cost about 41 grand. Hey, Omar, did Simo ever get up to any mischief when he was a toddler?
Only when he was doing the karaoke. He used to do the... Oops, I did it again. And one time, he was so vigorous with the hairbrush, he threw it into the mirror.
Oh, really? Did the mirror smash, or did it manage to stay in one piece?
Oh, yes. No, it was smash everywhere. It was like a glitter ball. He loved it.
Hey, Omar, if memory serves me right, during that song, there's a lot of hip thrusting as well. Did a young toddler Simo do a lot of hip thrusting?
Let's just one say... if he was thrusting his hips as hard as he was trying to sing Britney Spears, he would have thrown them both out.
I'll have you know that I have quite the youth singing career. I can share some more stories later if you want.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say, I have quite the thrustful hips.
Well, that too, but...
I mean, they don't lie, Simo. What can I say?
That's Shakira, mate, not Britney.
Oh, is that... Oh, have I got... Oh, sorry.
You got your pop star.
You did it again, boys. You got the
whoops. All right, yeah. Do you want me to do another story or do you
want
to...
Yeah, go for it. You go for it, yeah.
Steve Harvey accused of fumbling Miss Universe contest result for the second time.
Now straight in the trash.
Not a fan of scrunch that. That one will get scrunched.
Beautiful.
Okay, well, what about this? Australian police share hilarious photo of car carrying trampoline.
Oh, yep. That.
No, not a fan of that one either.
Straight into the garbage.
No, trash.
What about snake delay start of cricket match in India?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, Omar is a big cricket fan. This is something we learned a couple of weeks ago. So this is a story of a live snake which slithered across the pitch of a cricket match, a professional cricket match happening in India, forced in the game to be delayed. Fortunately, the snake didn't bite anyone. It got sort of shooed away. But, yeah, Omar, you're a big cricket fan. I think the next test match starts today.
Oh, yes, I'm very excited. But also, I hope the snake was okay. I also love to see the snakes. They're so sweet.
Yeah, Omar, no way. The snake was unharmed. It just sort of got shooed off, moved away, and then the cricket game was able to proceed.
Yeah, Omar's got she's a big fan of snakes. There's a dam near her house. There's a red-bellied black snake that's, well, when I was growing up. Is the red belly still in the dam there? Omar?
Reggie. Yes, Reggie's still there. I go and feed him almost every day. Just small children from the neighbourhood.
Yeah, so that's the part of the walk that Opa doesn't go with you, right?
Yes. I walk, I go through, I pick up small child, take the red belly back snake, and then I say, hello, Reggie. We cut the snake, take kid back, ready to go.
I think we might have heard the small child there in the background. There was a bit of screeching, Omar. I'm mildly concerned.
Omar, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Cleaning up the studio for Omar's Bin Night. Make sure you take out those bins this morning if you are in that catchment area for the local council for your bins.
Definitely.
Omar, thanks for joining us.
Have a good day, boy.
We got Sticky Fingers now. Outcast at last. Fits and the Tantrums, I Just Want to Shine. Snow FM, breakfast, 20 minutes on the way to 9.
And Simo, 64572977, what happened at your office Christmas party? We're talking about office Christmas parties because we had ours last night. It was a fun night.
Where are you going with this?
Well, Simo, back a couple of years ago when I was working for a different company.
Ah, yes.
Which I may not mention for reasons which you will soon find out.
Okay, so you're not going to mention, did you want me to?
Do you know the company?
Yeah.
Do you? Oh, well, no.
Okay. Just checking.
So back when I was working for another company interstate, a couple of years ago, we had our office Christmas party.
Yeah.
Now, this company, it was back when I was in uni, so I was working kind of part-time at a cinema. So
that's
all I'll say. It was one of the cinema chains.
Where could that possibly be? Has it been mentioned on the show before?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it has been.
Yeah.
But yes, I said, we had our staff office Christmas get-together.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for this particular one, I was actually working that night. So I was kind of finished at about 10:30 at night.
Oh.
And then went to the after party afterwards.
You know where you stand when the Christmas staff party is scheduled at the same time you're working?
I know.
The pecking order is there for all to see. Yeah. You're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right, eh?
I was spewing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've finished work at about 10:30 at night, walked out the front door to see my boss. No way of saying this.
Hell.
Completely smashed.
Okay, right.
And just yelling at me from out the window of a taxi, yelling at me to get in.
He's your boss.
And so I did.
You didn't have a choice.
I didn't really have a boss, so I hopped in. And then we went down to the river that ran through the town.
Okay.
To where they had... they said that they had booked some boats to go out and take us on a cruise.
What time is this?
About 10:30, 11 at night. They said they'd booked them, but when we got there, they all did seem to be chained up.
Yeah, right.
But it's like, oh, no bother. We can just hop on the boat. And they won't go anywhere.
They've booked some 11 p.m. River boats with a strange man on a street corner, I feel.
More or less,
something's gone on there.
So I want to stress, I didn't do this because this was trespassing.
Oh, was it?
Well, technically, I think it is.
Nah, it's all right.
But yeah, so hopped on the boat. They're all kind of tied to the wharf, so they weren't going to go anywhere.
Right.
But they hopped on the boat. In doing so, one of my colleagues had his phone not quite in his pocket.
Oh, no.
And as he had to jump the 45 centimetres or whatever so it was to hop from dry land onto the boat, that phone fell out of his pocket into the water and sank slowly to the bottom.
Disappeared?
You know what it was? Because he got a call at that time, and like the vibration must have kind of knocked it out of his pocket. But because it was ringing, the screen was on, so we could see.
No.
And just as it fell in the water, the screen stayed lit for a little bit.
Did he go for
it just slowly? He should have done.
He didn't go for the dive?
Didn't go for the dive.
Interesting.
It just slowly kind of sunk to the bottom.
Okay, I do have something I can share about a similar scenario that happened to me.
Well, Simo, I would love to say that was the end of the hijinks at this Christmas party.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Right.
After the boat incident, we ended up at someone's house.
Mm.
Still to this day, I don't know whose it was.
Okay.
I think we just gate crashed our drinks, and as we're all walking in, the roller door just crashes down on about three stuff.
Oh, dear.
They were fine. It was just sort of closed on them.
Okay.
But it did mean that for the next week, they had to rock up to work with a roller door implanted sort of across their forehead.
And then whenever you try to ring your mates, you just get like a nice bubbling sound. Is that what
happened? Oh, for the phone?
Yeah, the phone.
Well, I mean, I don't think the phone would have worked. So unless you rung them in that 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, some fish could have answered it and said, oh, blah, 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 I'm a fish or something like that. I don't think that's how it works.
Because I have something I'm super ashamed of with dropping my phone in a body of water.
Oh,
it's so bad. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
Now, shall we go to a song? We'll come back?
Well, I don't know. Simo, do you think it's worth waiting for a song and coming back?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I dropped my phone in a place that you really don't want to reach into with your bare hands.
All right, Simo, we will go to a song. We will come back and hear this story. And if I don't think it's good enough, I'm going to tell you and we will regret going to the song.
Trust me, I'm going to exercise some demons. I've been holding on to this for too long. Dua Lipa first, Snow FM.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy. Out of my mind.
Dua Lipa, New Rules, Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you. 13 minutes on the way to 9, and this will be a trick to keep your breakfast down.
Okay, so, I'm slightly concerned about this.
Yeah, so you mentioned before that on a night of jovial activities, one of your mates lost his phone in a river, and you could watch it, you could see it sinking down with the light exuding from the screen.
Exactly, yes. This was the office Christmas party from a company that I used to work for, now no longer do.
Okay, so it took me back to a horrible moment in 2017, and I still don't feel clean since.
Okay.
So, working at another radio station, how call of nature, what do? You go to the loo, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're traversing all the way to the loo. You're in there. No worries. Doing your business. Unfortunately, I used to store the phone in the back pocket.
Oh, the pocket by your bum.
Yeah.
I see.
So the trousers go down. The pants go down. Something else went down as well.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You know it. So the phone, somehow, not sure how, it went dink, it hit the rim, like, you know, when you see those basketballers hit the three-point shots.
Yeah.
It kind of hit, it wasn't a swish, it kind of tinkered around the bowl and went bloomp straight into the water. And then I'm standing there looking down now at the fact that my phone is located right at the bottom of this toilet.
Hang on, okay, now this may be a question which I'm debating whether or not to ask or not.
Okay.
But I'm going to.
Go for it.
I don't know how to put this. Had you
been?
Already been?
No, thankfully.
Okay, so it was just clean water.
Well, that's the thing. So that radio station, there was two guys there, Brett and Jason, both probably weighed in excess of they won't mind me saying, probably 120 kilos maybe.
Yeah.
Big boys.
Right.
Lunch every day, ate exactly the same thing. Local chicken shop there.
Mm-hmm.
Since they also retired from that radio station, that chicken shop has closed down.
I'd
because
see.
They were the sole...
Dark times for that chicken shop.
They were keeping it, above the above board, above the, they were making the money.
They were keeping them in business.
Yeah.
All right.
So naturally, these thoughts are running through my head. I'm looking down at my phone. I know the guys that I work with, and this room has probably seen some stuff.
Yeah.
What do you reckon I did,
so what
Jordan?
Did you reach down and grab the phone, or did you just let it go?
No hesitation.
No letting it go?
No hesitation.
Oh, so you reached down and grabbed it?
I was straight in there. Boom.
Okay.
Hand down, water going everywhere.
Okay, a couple of things. I can imagine your boss would be like, where's Simo? I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
And you've just been in the bathroom for like an hour just scrubbing your hands to get clean. Number two,
yep.
How was the phone? So did it still work? Is that the phone that you've got there on the desk? Is it the same phone?
Correct.
I'm never touching your phone. Your phone doesn't even have a case on it. Did it have a case on at the time and you're taking it off?
That's correct. Back in the day, I was cranking the case, but no hesitation. That's why it survived, Jordan. It was my fast acting ability. So in an emergency, I'm your guy.
Well, no. I mean, in an emergency, don't get me wrong, I'm still going to call the authorities. But if I ever... Well, Simo, at least you'll be able to say I'm the fastest person at sticking my hand in a toilet to retrieve a mobile telephone.
Yeah, so if you ever drop yours, who are you going to call?
Well, you, because I don't want to do it.
Nobody. Your phone's in the toilet, mate.